Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And look, we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls until for a while, because we have with us our very special friend, Bill Sardi. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Great to be with you again.
Well, these are certainly exciting times that we're living in, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are, and certainly the shocking story here coming over the British press showing that possibly the AIDS cases in Africa were caused by these dirty needles all along, and maybe a smaller amount by sexual contact. So this is really quite an earth-shaking story, because it shows there was intent possibly here, and this was a privately funded study, and it shows that actually they just ignored this all along and let this go on and continued using these dirty needles to vaccinate or give shots to people, more than one patient with the same needle. So they transferred disease throughout Africa. And these researchers are now saying that 60% of the people with HIV in Africa became infected mainly through contaminated needles rather than sexual contact. So, of course, we have to confirm the story, but it's published in the International Journal of Sexually Transmitted Diseases and AIDS and funded by private members of the team. You can see why, because the United Nations and other U.S. researchers are balking at this and saying no, 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 and trying to say it was really a different reason. So quite an earth-shaking story. We'll see what comes out of that one.
Well, you know, there are about 200 million people in the world with hepatitis C. Most of them got it from use of dirty needles. In China alone, there are 700 million people who have been infected with hepatitis B and about 120 million active cases, 120 million, most of them from dirty needles. Now, you couldn't do anything that dumb unintentionally, not in this world where, you know, you can manufacture and distribute these needles for a couple of cents each, but it is an excellent means of population control.
Well, certainly you have to think of that, and you have to think of the obvious here is this is well known. We practice it here in this country and everywhere else. It's called antisepsis. So to ignore this means there had to be some ignorance or some intentional ignoring of just general practice of medicine.
Well, anyway, it's one of those great tragedies, and certainly there are already 32 million people dead, or it's about 30 million people dead and another 42 million infected. This will be one of the greatest plagues of all time. And, of course, we'll talk more about that when we get back here at the Radio Liberty Network. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And our special guest today is Bill Sardi. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY here in the Central Coast of California, or 464-8295 out across the world. But Bill, we were just talking a moment or two ago about really one of the great tragedies. Of course, as you know, there are 30 or 40 million people in Africa now who are either in terminal stage AIDS, certainly in many of the communities like in Botswana. 39% of the adult population has HIV disease, and probably most of them are all going to die. And now they're coming out and saying, well, gee, they used these vaccinations with dirty needles. Now, you know, how could you possibly be so foolish as to do something like that unintentionally? Oh, everybody knows you do not use the same needle over and over again. You use a fresh needle, or you certainly sterilize that needle, but you do not use them over and over again. And yet, this is common practice in third world countries as we vaccinated the people to help their health. And as I commented a few minutes ago, there are 200 million cases of hepatitis C throughout the world, most of it from contaminated needles. In China alone, 700 million cases of hepatitis B, 120 million active cases of hepatitis B. How would you do something like that unintentionally? Or is there another agenda behind what's going on? What sort of response is there now that this material has come out in international journals?
Well, of course, there's denial. They're saying instead of 60%, they're not arguing that it occurred. They're just saying it's only 5%. This is their punt position. And this was the UN AIDS organization puts this at this figure. But these are U.S. researchers who privately funded this study. I just wonder whether people who hear you, you've been talking about this for some time out of China, and now here it comes out of Africa where they're using these needles. And I wonder if people really connect A and B when you say that this may be a way of controlling the size of populations. I wonder if people just sit there incredulously, whether they really expect the authorities responsible for this to just hold up their hands and say, sure, we did it. I mean, obviously, they're not going to do that. I wonder why there's no one else reporting these kinds of stories and connecting it to actual intent, that is, an intention to control the size of a population.
Well, you know, there's a news magazine, and basically it's a newsletter. It's called the Early Morning Letter. It's written by a man named Richard Mayberry. And Richard actually, in the September last year issue, was talking about the First and Second World War. He'd written books about them. And he said, after studying the First World War and the Second World War, and realizing that in the closing 2 years of the Second World War, a million people died every month. A million people died every month. And there were many, many opportunities to end the war. The Germans wanted to surrender to the Allies. And then, of course, the Japanese wanted to surrender to the Allies. And we refused to accept their offers of surrender. And he said, you know, as I analyze this, I can only come up with one conclusion, and that is that there is a thing out there, and he capitalized the T in thing, out there that wants death and destruction and horror, and of course, it is there, it's always been there, and it was responsible for maintaining those wars. And now as we see ourselves moving into a war in the Middle East, and we don't know where this war is going to end. I hope that there is to be a war that will be very, very brief and very limited casualties, but some people fear that this may spark even a much larger confrontation, and you never know where a war is going to end once it begins. And I think that that thing that Richard Mayberry saw responsible for the First and Second World Wars, and although we didn't mention it, it was certainly there in Vietnam, and it was there in Korea, and it was there in the First Gulf War, and it will be there in the Second Gulf War, claiming more and more, more lives and more souls. What a horrible thing to contemplate, that of course there was no reason for the prolongation of those wars, and yet they were prolonged by the leaders of the Allied cause during both the First and the Second World War. Let's hope this will be a very, very brief war, and I hope people will pray for peace. Well, anyway, Bill, what are some of the other items that you see coming down the line today?
Well, of course, I think everyone is concerned about issues of infectious disease. We know of one, at least, smallpox, that, of course, the public has been warned of. But there's another one looming here, and that's the flu. And we hear a story out of Beijing in China where a mystery virus of some kind struck mostly an office building in a certain province in China and seemed to kill a few people, infect, and make a number of hundreds sick all of a sudden. And they began to worry that this might be the start of the world's next flu pandemic. Now, what would give them that possible reason? I mean, we have flu outbreaks but it was killing people, and it spread fast. World Health Organization seems to find out it's a certain strain called the H5N1 strain of the bird flu, they call it. And it turns out that this thing is of concern. But all of a sudden, in the middle of the story, an American pharmaceutical company, and an international company actually, Roche Pharmaceuticals, was criticized for all of a sudden getting misinformation out and saying that their drug called Tamiflu, in Chinese that's called Defi, and that little drug is of course, was the cure for this, and all of a sudden the drug cost 59 yuan, or about $7 United States money, and all of a sudden hundreds and hundreds of orders for this drug made by Roche. Where did that come from? How did Roche know? The drug wasn't intended for that purpose or that specific strain of the flu. So Roche got criticized by the Chinese government, and you wonder, you know, we can't accuse someone without evidence, but we have to ask and say, this is suspicious. You know, drug companies today have a great incentive if a disease gets started, and they know what bugs these are because that's how they test the drugs, you see. So if they should happen to spread one intentionally to make money, we have to ask. I can only ask questions. I don't have evidence beyond that. But certainly the Chinese government is suspicious of this, as to how Roche seemed to be poised and ready to sell this drug right when this outbreak of this flu epidemic in China got out of hand. And they were worried at the beginning of it because they had no idea what it was or what strain of the flu. And of course, immediately the papers are starting to talk about this being the next flu pandemic, as was the Spanish flu outbreak in 1918, which is a different strain, and they know what that one is. That's the H1N1. This one was called the H5N1. But what these bugs do is they mutate, and every once in a while they make a dramatic jump and do a major mutation, and then there is a pandemic because none of the population has any immunity whatsoever, and that's what they're worried about. Now, the problem is the little strain of this flu bug, H1N1, that started the 1918 flu virus, it's a pretty bad, nasty guy. We have better nutrition today. We have more protection from this. We do have some medicines that can remedy it, though we don't have enough supply of it. But the question would be, where is this H1N1 virus? Well, it's stored in places like the United States Army labs, you know, where the anthrax bug got out, you know. And so we start getting worried. If they got the anthrax bacterium out of there, then maybe somebody could go back in there and steal this flu virus and get it going around. So,
and I would just point out, of course, that this virus did not exist, but what they did is they sent some smart scientists up into the tundra, into the frozen wastes of above the Arctic Circle, and they dug up some bodies that had the flu, and they got samples of the DNA, and then they were able to reconstitute it. And why would they just not let a sleeping dog lie? Or you know, who would want to go in and kick a bear that's hibernating and not harming anybody? And what they've done is they've got they've reconstituted this virus. Why would they do something that stupid, unintentionally?
Well, and why would they start saying that this is going to be the next flu pandemic? Why now versus last year or the year before or whatever? Why is this all in the news now? Why are we scaring the population with this information? What are we doing, and why do we say there's going to be a major flu pandemic? There's no evidence of it. They try to say it's cyclical, but when I looked up the number of years it occurred in, it doesn't seem to be cyclical whatsoever. So,
well, of course, the other thing is they're frightening us to death with the, you know, raising the terrorist threat from yellow to orange, and then telling everybody to buy a duct tape and then plastic, and then telling them, that, oh, you don't want to do that. You want to be prepared. You want to have a flashlight, and you want to have a 3-day supply of food and water.
Of course, we're paying millions of dollars for Homeland Security to give us the same advice we get commonly to prepare for earthquakes or storms or what have you. I mean, what do we need the extra millions of dollars for? I don't know, you know, that we don't prepare for these things any differently. So I'm a little bit of a loss with all this. And you've heard the joke going around about what the duct tape's for?
What's the duct tape for?
The duct tape is really to put over the mouths of all the people who are opposing the war. That's the joke going around. Obviously, the duct tape story is humorous. If for nothing, then it's given out by government sources. Come on, folks. If you're in a room and you seal the room up, there has to be a vent, and that vent would allow you to get any gases or whatever is out there. And folks, your house is out in the air. You'd have to have such a concentration. The only place this would ever mean anything, if anybody had a poison gas, would be in some crowded tunnel or something like this.
But
never,
course,
in your home. This
course,
is so ridiculous.
All of this is playing games with our minds. And really, this is what you do, is you get people frightened enough they can't think effectively. Because when you are fearful, you actually get a flood of these various chemicals and enzymes that are released in the brain, and they really begin to break down the synapses, and people lose their ability to think, and they're playing games with our mind. We get a new terrorist release or threat, you know, on a regular basis, and yet, of course, since September 11th, with the exception of the anthrax attack, and that anthrax came from our own supplies, since September 11th of the year 2001, there's not been one major attack here in the United States. And yet, of course, we're told repeatedly, oh, they're going to attack, they're going to attack, they're going to attack. I think if there are any cells here, they're very, very tightly controlled. We know that immediately after the attack in September of 2001, the government went out and rounded up over 1,000 Muslims. Now, we had no idea there was going to be a problem. We had no idea it was going to do it. And the day afterward, they rounded up 1,000 people. And I believe that that was a lot of the Al-Qaeda people that had been watching them all along. They knew exactly what was going to happen, because within 2 hours of the attack, according to the New York Times, they were at the homes, they were at the restaurants where the terrorists ate, they were at the flight schools where they trained. Within 2 hours of the attack, and they had no idea it was coming. Of course they knew it. They've been monitoring these people all along. You only have to read Stephen Emerson's book, Jihad in America, or get his video, to know that they started monitoring them in the early 1990s. So they knew exactly where they were, which is why we haven't had these attacks. But of course, we have to keep frightening the American people to get them to go along with the agenda. And then also, of course, to get them to be willing to support the coming war. But of course, the trouble is that Saddam Hussein has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, and they can't even make a point that he does. So, but somehow or other, we have to somehow say, well, since we were attacked by 15 members, citizens of Saudi Arabia, headed by Osama bin Laden, who was a Saudi citizen until they took his citizenship away, and we know the Saudis actually financed Al-Qaeda, so we're going to go to war with Afghanistan and Iraq. And you can so discombobulate the American mind and terrorize it into the fact they don't see anything inconsistent with this policy. That is what's so frightening to me, is that where is the outcry from the good, responsible people of this country?
Well, I don't know where the outcry is. I don't know why we're not more angry about our intelligence sources and their failures rather than our so-called enemies.
Well, we got real problems in America, but there doesn't say that there will not be a biological attack of some sort. But, of course, we will have to question where it comes from. And the main thing is we can't rely on anybody else, of course, to prepare us for it. If there's going to be a biological attack, we're going to have to look after ourselves and after our families. And certainly if there's going to be a shortage of food or water, we're going to have to make preparations for ourselves. Is there anybody who really wants to trust FEMA to look after you? When, of course, they couldn't even do anything at all to stop the terrorist attack on September 11th. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we want to tell you about some of the items that we have here at Radio Liberty that we hope that maybe you'll want to consider getting very seriously. And one of them would be the Miracle 2 soap products. And Miracle 2 soap, really, I can't tell you why it works, but we have an awful lot of people who have used it who say they just feel, well, they feel better with it. I can tell you one thing, it's excellent soap. I've used it for a year and a half now, but we have a soap and a moisturizing soap and a lotion and a gel, and there's a neutralizer, which some people take for heartburn. It's just basically an alkaline solution. But if you'd like to know more about the Miracle Soap 2 soap product, we'd be glad to send you the brochure that's put out by the manufacturer. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, if you'd like to order a introductory set, they are offered at a reduced price by calling that same number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we are also carrying now something called a Big Berkey water filter. If there was any sort of a disruption here in our society, and there certainly could be with the coming hostilities, why, of course, you'd want to be sure you were able to filter water. And the Big Berkey has been used all throughout the world for many years. It's been used for well over 100 years by missionaries. And it simply uses ceramic filters filled with charcoal. And you can filter a couple of gallons of water from the top to the bottom. And you can even put swamp water in the top and get a pristine water out the bottom. And so if you're interested in getting a Big Berkey, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, ordinarily the $279.95, we sell it for $239.95, and we give you an offer of any one of our videos or audio sets that we've produced if you get the Big Berkey through us. Now, it's not available in California or in Iowa, but it's available at everybody else in the country. And if you don't have a Big Berkey water filter, we have one. I think that you'll want one too. And then, of course, another thing you would certainly want to think about would be food. Having some food on hand that would certainly stand you in good stead if there were any disruption in the food supplies. And so, you certainly, government says you ought to have 3 days. I think you ought to have 2 or 3 months on hand. And the ready reserve food supplies, the dehydrated foods of all sorts that would be used in any sort of an emergency situation. If you'd like to get a catalog, you give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Just ask for the food catalog. We'll send it to you. And we've used their products ourselves for many years. We actually laid in a supply even before Y2K, and we're not unhappy with it at all. And the food lasts extended shelf life. So again, that's ready reserve food, and give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we recommend Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And it has a whole section in it on what you need to do to build up your immune system in the event of some sort of a biological attack. You're not going to have vaccines. You're certainly not going to have any sort of medicines available for the people. You need to have a powerful immune system, and we're going to be talking more about how you develop that with Bill Sardi later. But right now, if you'd like to get a copy of Dr. Blaylock's excellent book that has a section on what you do if there is biological warfare and the preparations to make now, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because in just a very few days, America may well be at war. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Bill Sardi, and we've been talking. For those of you who don't know Bill is a health journalist, and he does a great deal of research into the health field and alternative medicines. And really, of course, there's so much out there that has been learned in recent years about the importance of good nutrition, and really, of course, so much can be done to help the health. Certainly, if you have an acute illness, you want to go to the doctor. But the most important thing is to be healthy so you don't have to go to the doctor. And that's, of course, where a lot of Bill's advice really comes in handy. So why don't you pick up the story from there, Bill?
Well, certainly, you know, we all need to learn as we get older, you know, when there's an outbreak of food poisoning or waterborne disease or something, why it seems to affect and even cause mortality among the very young and, of course, the very old. So we need to protect, you know, our grandmas and grandpas and all the little children. They're the ones at most risk. The rest of us will get diarrhea or whatever we'll get, stomach flu or what have you, and we need to be protected. Now, understand there are millions of cases of food poisoning and waterborne disease every year in the United States, even though we work very hard to prevent that. So there's more threat from that, so it means our guard needs to be up all the time. And, of course, we're playing a silly game of running to the doctor and trying to take an antibiotic, which just builds more resistance to the very bugs and germs that we're trying to kill off. So what we need to do is use nature's antibiotics, the ones that God gave us, which cause no antibiotic resistance, never observed. And, of course, that's since 1858 when Louis Pasteur noticed that garlic actually kills germs. He observed that under a microscope in a laboratory dish. So since then, we've never seen garlic ever cause antibiotic resistance, that is, where the germs learn to mutate and resist the antibiotic action of garlic, nor of oil of oregano. Other good ones might be like olive leaf extract and so on. Those are three excellent natural antibiotics, and of course we just try to coach everybody, develop a home antibiotic kit. It doesn't matter whether it's 2 in the morning and you've got some sort of stomach problem or diarrhea or an earache or whatever you have, you need a natural antibiotic, even if it's just to buy the time until you can get to the doctor and get a prescription. And these days, if you have a virus, they're not going to give you an antibiotic. These things like garlic and oil of oregano and so on, they're also active against viruses. They're better than the prescription drugs, and you need to use them and only resort to the drugs when necessary. And, of course, that's now the Food and Drug Administration putting a label mandating last week that all antibiotics have a label put on them not to be prescribed unless absolutely necessary, because we're headed to chaos where millions, of course, will have resistance against the antibiotic drugs, and of course we won't be able to save their lives when they get just a trivial infection, you see. So we need to learn more about antibiotics and get around the influence of the drug companies that are trying to control us, and government controls us the same way because we depend on them in a crisis to show up with antibiotic drugs. You can see in a crisis, local authorities wouldn't have enough. So we need to learn how to become independent, and we need to do that. We certainly need to keep our doctors, but we need to have a good defense at home. We realize that government can't always step in a timely way, and this may be used as some way for us to go along with government and control the population, because if they've got the medicines and there's an outbreak, we better mention any opposition to government on any way. So this is the kind of thing we worry about, and of course where the population would be just left on the defensive and no way to fight the rule, which it may not go along with its government at the time. So we want you to be armed in more than one way. And, of course, is to learn about natural antibiotics, and they work. And I can say that I was on the radio on another program after the anthrax outbreak. A young lady contacted me. Her mother was dying of an antibiotic-resistant infection, staphylococcus infection. And it turned out that I got the right thing sent to her mother by courier and everything, and she beat the infection. She's still alive today. The doctors had given up hope after sending her to 3 hospitals that sent her home to die, and these natural antibiotics overcame the problem. So the stuff works. That's all I can tell you.
All right, fine. Well, I'm sure it does, and these things have been used for a long time now. This is nothing against modern medicine or antibiotics, and I think you should check with your doctor. But these things, of course, will not work against the regular medicines, and the most important thing is to build up your own personal resistance so that your body can fight the infections or disease itself. And, of course, if you can avoid getting ill beforehand, and, of course, many times people will take some of the garlic products because they seem to cut down on the incidence of colds and flu in the wintertime. And so there's no sense leaving yourself open. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Bill Sardi. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War,
Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just wanted to mention a couple of other items that we have. Certainly, we have the Phenopoly set, and if you have a child and a grandchild in government school, many of them, of course, have real difficulty reading, especially reading out loud. And if they're having difficulty reading out loud a couple of sentences, as far as pronunciation is concerned, they really are victims of the sight reading. And children need to learn to read phonetically. That's how our brains are made. And that's why they, of course, have been using this look-see method, because they knew it would not work, and they wanted to dumb down America. And that's why we have almost 100 million of partially or completely illiterate people here in the United States. And so if you'd like to find out more about Phenopoly, and it's a board game played just like Monopoly, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Most of the programs to learn or to teach children how to read phonetically are $300 or $400. In fact, a phonics game, which was devised by Myrna Culbraith, who created Phenopoly, is $300 to $400, but this is $139.95. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books along with it to document the fact that there has been an organized effort to dumb down our children. So if you'd like to find out more about Phenopoly, give us a call. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you'd like to learn more about the Robinson homeschool curriculum, where you can homeschool children with the computers program. Now, they're not on the computer. You just pull down the textbooks and the lesson plans from the computer. 22 CDs take you from grammar school all the way through high school graduation. $199.95, the only textbooks you have to buy. The Saxon textbooks, call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest today is, of course, Bill Sardi, and we're talking about health and health issues, and we're talking about, the possibility, and I hope and pray that there will not be any problems in America, but whenever you enter into a war, you never know what's going to happen. And so I think that the people of America really would be foolish not to make preparations and just hope and pray that you never need the material, the water filters and the food and the other things you have on hand, and that you can just keep that duct tape tucked away and that you'll never need it. And of course, that was probably the most ridiculous thing I ever saw. I think they wanted to see how rapidly they could get the people out, getting all the duct tape off the shelves and all the clear plastic. And, of course, they've raised this terror level up and down and up and down. And when you do, the anxiety of the people, especially in the large cities, is raised, and you can't even, all the surplus supply stores are crowded with people, and they're playing games with our mind. And when you understand that, it really all begins to make sense today, because they know, they've studied how to control the emotions of the people. There are centers where, like Tavistock and certain of the CIA think tanks, where they've been studying for years how to paralyze people with fear. And boy, they can certainly do a good job of it. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment on any of the things we've been talking about, why don't you pick it up from there, Bill?
Well, certainly we all need to learn these rules of health. Some of the things I don't get to talk about too often, I think your audience has heard me talk that vitamin C and E, selenium and zinc, 2 minerals and 2 vitamins do raise your immune system. Something I don't talk about too often but should is fish oil. Fish oil raises the immune system. Even a couple of the pharmaceutical companies now sell a fish oil supplement for people after surgery to help them raise their immune system. We're going to talk more about that in a future show. But it's certainly having these antibiotics that don't cause drug resistance, I think that's important. Learn what nature gave us. It's been working for hundreds of years. Now, it's great. The oil of oregano works. It's well documented. olive leaf extract. We need more research on it, but probably not so bad. If you're taking the garlic capsules, they probably don't have any of the active antibiotic ingredient in them. That's called allicin. You'll really only get that out of fresh chopped garlic, and that's a little rough to handle on your stomach and the odor and so on. There is a company here. They just handed me their information this week. They just sent it to me on a fax. For some reason or another, their orders for this Alamax garlic capsules have just gone up by the thousands now. There's more back orders on that for some reason this week. But Alamax is being brought here from Britain. Why? Because it's the first garlic capsule to capture and stabilize this active antibiotic ingredient called allicin. You can read or see the word allicin on garlic products all over the country, but this is the only one that actually has the real stuff. The other stuff, we call it allicin pretend, or it tries to make something called allicin potential. It has to work in your stomach, and if your stomach acid gets to it, it won't create allicin, it'll destroy it. And so it's a long process, but at any rate, the people from Britain have the world's first one. We actually spent $1,000, sent it up to a laboratory, and made sure it does this before I gave the news report on it. There's been wild demand for it at times. It's called Alamax, and the manufacturer's phone number, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. They will send you a free report as well. Some of you may not be in the mind to order something, but certainly want more information. So I think they'll help you with that. That's 866-405-4000. We try to bring you this information, you know, that you just can't find elsewhere. Otherwise, you're going to be either wasting your money or you certainly won't be prepared. And, of course, that's important, is to be prepared. And not so much against biological warfare. It's not likely to come to the middle of Utah or the upper end of Idaho or wherever. But it certainly is going to come to your hometown when your water supply is contaminated, when your food has something wrong in it. And that happens every day in America. So I think for those good reasons, you get prepared. If these other things come along, you'll be double prepared for anything that comes its way.
All right, let's go to Gerald, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Gerald. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. First-time listener, first-time caller.
First-time listener? Well, I'm glad that you started listening. Have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I'm a natural nutritionist myself, and I've had a lot of great success with cayenne pepper and hawthorn for the heart.
You bet.
I'm a 13-year survivor of a quadruple bypass. So,
and so you believe in natural medications, and you believe in good nutrition.
That's for sure. They told me 6 months ago I had to have another double bypass, and I said, no way. I went on natural nutrition. I went on the Dean Ornish diet, and I'm walking 4 to 8 miles a day.
All right. God bless you. Well, I'm so glad you're doing well, Gerald.
Yeah, but stay with that cayenne pepper. It's great for you.
Okay, thanks so very much. Bill, what about cayenne pepper?
Yeah, cayenne pepper is a vasodilator. Now, for folks listening, vaso meaning the blood vessels, it means it opens or dilates the blood vessels. When we have poor circulation, when we have blockages in the circulatory system, we need to open them up, you see. And that's, of course, one of the problems when you have, you know, your angina or your chest pain. So, and they find there was a man who even wrote a book, Left for Dead, and he had had 2 open heart surgeries. They wouldn't do the third one. His next door neighbor brought him some cayenne pepper, and history was made. He made a living out of that for a number of years. Dick Quinn was his name. So, you know, these things work. We just don't hear about them. The biological action of virtually every prescription drug can be duplicated with herbs, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals. So we just need to have coaching, learn how to do it. We'll save ourselves money and lots of grief. Let's keep the medicines at bay. We want to use them when we need them. And of course, they're great when they're there. But long-term, these things tend to cause lots of side effects because they have to re-engineer those molecules so that the drug companies can make a patent on them and make extra money on them. So the body doesn't like re-engineered molecules. It likes natural molecules. And that's why the drugs have virtually most of the side effects, and these other natural remedies are less harsh and, of course, certainly less costly. So it's a lesson for us all to learn. We can only learn one at a time.
Well, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464. 8295. And of course, there's a, you know, I remember when we were practicing medicine, everybody used to make fun of people who took vitamins. And now, of course, you know, the AMA has even come out and said everybody should take a vitamin, you know, on a regular basis, because we certainly don't get all the vitamins and minerals we need through our regular diet. Well, were they wrong all that time? Absolutely. But they poo-pooed this idea. And I think nutrition plays a very, very important part in our health. We are, in many respects, what we eat. And if you don't eat right, if you're going to spend all your time over at McDonald's or Kentucky Fried, and there's nothing wrong with going there occasionally, but on a regular basis, you need to have your fruits and vegetables and, you know, a green vegetable and a yellow vegetable. You know, broccoli. You know, broccoli actually cuts down on the incidence of cancer of the bowel, of the intestine. Tomatoes actually are wonderful as far as blocking cancer of the prostate. And we see such an increase in the incidence of these cancers and all sorts of diseases in people really because they are not eating and eating well. Well, if it will help them, you know, before they get the cancer, certainly if they have a cancer, they ought to continue and increase eating and change their diet because there certainly would be a protection. This isn't to say that you shouldn't have the cancer taken out, but you certainly don't want to be getting another one. And so often people will have multiple cancers, and what a terrible tragedy to get over one and then another one comes along. And this is why if people take good care of themselves, the incidence of cancers and other things is really considerably diminished. And I think that there have been studies that have shown that Seventh-day Adventists, even though we may disagree with some of their theology, Seventh-day Adventists, you know, well, of course, I'm not going to argue with them on whether the Sabbath is on Saturday or Sunday. Maybe they're absolutely right. But the important thing is that, of course, they seem to live quite a good long while, don't they?
Well, they certainly do. The reason for the longevity among the vegetarians is simply that they eat foods that is very difficult to pull iron out of. Your meats and things, particularly red meat, is very highly absorbable iron, and its iron is the governor of the severity of disease and the length of our life. I wrote a whole book about this called The Iron Time Bomb. Men accumulate iron after they're fully grown, after age 18, and then have twice the iron levels at age 40 of a female. They have twice the disease of diabetes, heart disease, rates of infection and cancer, and eventually die 8 to 20 years earlier than their spouses who live on and have half the disease rates until they either have a hysterectomy or go into menopause, for which they then accumulate iron. All the time before, they were dumping iron once a month through their monthly cycle, being protected from disease, being the baby carriers, and therefore you need to be careful about iron. And after menopause, or for men, once they're fully grown, you get all your iron out of your foods. Don't get any supplemental forms. If you're confused about this, you can go to my website and read about it at askbillsardi.com, S-A-R-D-I at the end, AskBillSardi.com, and I even have a rating there of the 55 top brands of multivitamins, because the AMA came out and said take my vitamins, but they said just the inexpensive ones will do. Well, we looked into that. You don't have to pay a fortune for multivitamins, but you may want to look into that a second time, because you're getting really shortchanged there with the little $5 a month vitamins. They're not doing for you what you hear about on radio, TV, or newspaper. You really want to get the right amount of nutrients in the right forms, and that's important to do, and you don't have to spend a fortune to do it.
All right, fine. Well, there's really so much out there. And you've actually talked to Dr. Blaylock, haven't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
What do you think of his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets?
Well, everyone listening here should just order that book right now, Health and Nutrition. This is just a guide. You're going to open it up 5 or 10 times during the year at least. You're going to have something come up, whether it's a neighbor, a loved one, or someone, or yourself. And you need this book because it's a great resource. Now, some people get a little intimidated by books. They don't read them all. Well, you only need to read the 3 pages, look in the index, and then go to the part that you're worried about or you're concerned about, because you won't find a book like this. Radio Liberty's offering it. It's a fabulous book. In fact, I was so excited about it, I just bought a dozen of them after I got my first one. And I've got 3 more left here. They seem to disappear quickly. But I've been handing them out or sending them to people because I really want people to have a copy of that book. And so I can only urge you, please, if you want a great resource on this, Dr. Blaylock's a great Christian man. He's left his practice of neurosurgery to devote himself to getting information out to people about how to stay healthy in these treacherous times, these times when maybe money's on the short side and we don't know who to believe. Well, read the information there. We're getting it from a good source.
Well, you know, I really think he's done such a great job of getting all the information on fluoride and about the, you know, about the mercury that was in the vaccines that they insisting that children have to take, and yet there were toxic levels of mercury. And of course, the average doctor doesn't know this. He's so busy, you know, taking care of patients, he doesn't have a time to look at the scientific studies. But the scientific studies definitely showed it was doing harm to the children, and yet of course they continued giving it. The same thing with the mercury fillings, you know. And so there's so much there that people need to know, and they're going to have to look out after themselves. And probably 10 years from now, no dentist will dare put a mercury filling into a patient, and they're backing away from this, increasingly putting in porcelain. But they've been doing it for many years. Although the leaders of organized dentistry knew there were real problems, they never told the average dentist, who simply does what he's told to do or does what he learns to do in the dental school.
Well, we're too compartmentalized in our thinking. Why do we make sure that our calcium supplements have no lead in them? They're supposed to be lead-free. Well, lead's a heavy metal. What do you think mercury is? Another heavy metal. What do all the folks think they're doing when they're taking these colloidal silver products and these products with silver in them? That's another heavy metal. You know, the chelation therapy doctors are really going to collect a lot of money in 10 years because these minerals accumulate. Yes, they're in our foods in a small amount. Don't intentionally take any more heavy metals than you need. So if you're hearing the word silver or mercury or lead or any of these kinds of things, you don't want them. You don't want them intentionally in any product that you take. That the fact there's a small amount of them in some carrots and sweet potatoes you eat, that's fine. You can't stop that. The body has a way of chelating or getting rid of that on its own. But if you overwhelm the system intentionally, it'll build up in your system, and you're going to rust away is what you're going to do. Iron's another problem. It's the major mineral in the body, the major metallic mineral.
So. How do you feel about colloidal minerals? I mean, there are a lot of them on the market. You know, they come out of Utah. They're mined there. What do you think of these colloidal minerals?
Well, of course, there's some truth to everything, and of course, the doctor that talked about that, dead doctors don't lie and all that, that was both entertaining and informative. But in the second look, we found out that his tape, which said that doctors die sooner than the rest of the public, we found that wasn't true. So when you start dismantling what a man says, and of course he was trying to tell you is the shale that it's in the mud there in Utah and so on had all these wonderful minerals. Yeah, it has a whole bunch of heavy metals in it. You know, like, you know, have you ever heard of some of these? Beryllium and, I mean, they're names of minerals you don't want. And they're giving you, even though they're small amounts, they're not serving any useful purpose. You don't want to, by intention, put anything that has a higher level of any of these things, these heavy metals and metallic minerals, we call them, into your body. You just don't want them that way. Now, it's true that if you suspend minerals in a colloid, that is, that they absorb better, but it doesn't have to be colloidal. It could be just in drinking water, and it'll get absorbed better. So, you know, some of these things are said without any clinical studies. There's never been a study showing that colloidal minerals either absorb better, I've never seen one handed to me, nor has they ever shown that you're healthier. But they make the claim of this. Now, it's true. There's lots of research showing selenium and zinc and so on are healthy minerals, but you're getting a whole lot of unwanted minerals with them. So be careful there. Watch about the silver products, folks. You're just getting another heavy metal. By the way, silver kills bugs. You can put it on your skin. It's a good topical antibiotic. But yes, it kills bugs in your digestive tract, but you're going to absorb some of it systemically, and you're going to have silver building up in your body. This isn't the way to go. Use oil of oregano. Use the Alamax capsules. There's different ways to go here so you don't have to do it with poisoning your body with metals.
And I really think this is such an important thing that, you know, certainly there's a tremendous number of advertisements about colloidal silver. And I am constantly getting besieged with these and people saying, oh, well, colloidal silver is the greatest thing in the world. I take it every day and look how healthy I am. And I say, yeah, but pretty soon your eyeballs are going to turn black. And, you know, this is not an intelligent thing to do, because I don't think there are any studies that really show long-term use is going to prevent you from getting disease. Do you know of any, Bill?
No, I don't. That doesn't mean that there isn't some truth that it kills bugs, but you're going to pay a price in the long term. You're trading short term for long term trouble.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two to wrap up the program. Anyway, Bill, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always
great,
a pleasure
you.
To have you.
You bet.
Bye-bye, and God bless you. Oh,
our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just tell you about a couple of the other items that we have. Certainly, we have a great four-tape set. It's called Health Life-Saving Secrets, or Life-Saving Health Secrets. It's my four interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and you may very well want to get that tape set as well as getting his book. If I was only going to get one, I would get the book. And then, of course, we also want to mention the book we're carrying now. It's entitled Regicide. It's written by Gregory Douglas, and it's based upon the papers that were given to him by Mr. Robert Crowley, who was Deputy Assistant Director of the Covert Operations of the CIA. And Mr. Crowley was getting older. He felt he was going in the hospital. He would probably die. He didn't die, but he never really regained his ability to think and think clearly. And then when he did pass away, why, of course, the papers were given to Mr. Douglas, and they contained the files on what had happened in the covert department of the CIA. And, of course, the papers, the information is all there on who was behind the assassination of American president. This is the smoking gun on the assassination of President Kennedy. And it's laid out why they killed President Kennedy, who killed President Kennedy, how they killed President Kennedy. Now, you would think that they'd be talking about this on 60 Minutes and 2020, but you see, it goes into the CIA cover-up of the fact that they hired the assassins, they paid the assassins, they even killed the assassins afterwards, at least three of the four of them. And, of course, then they were able to eliminate many of the people who really didn't go along with them, who had information. They certainly have no sense of right and wrong or human life. But, of course, they felt they were justified in doing it. The book Regicide, available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and we'll give you a copy of Operation Northwood if you buy a copy of Regicide right today. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we've got Rick calling from Texas. And hi, Rick, did you have a quick question or comment? We're almost out of time.
Yeah, I'm getting you on the shortwave, and it's in and out. And the very first part of the show, I thought I heard you say 700 million people in China were infected with hepatitis.
Hepatitis B, there were 700, almost half the population were infected with hepatitis B, and there were about 120 million still active cases of hepatitis B, and most of this came from the use of dirty needles. And this story we have from the New York Times that to document this. And there are 200 million cases of hepatitis C throughout the world, most of them from dirty needles. Now, how could you do something that dumb unintentionally in this day and age?
Hepatitis B, isn't that... how bad is that? I mean,
well, it can lead to, of course, hepatic failure, and it can lead to a cirrhosis of the liver. It's not a good disease to have. And of course, most homosexuals, we don't have much of it in the United States, fortunately, except among the homosexuals and promiscuous people and IV drug users.
Well, what I'm saying, there's a lot of Chinese immigrants over here.
Right.
And so they're probably, once you get that, is that like you can be cured of it, right?
Well, no, you can. You can actually cure your system of the hepatitis B. You know, in other words, your immune system can control it. But with 120 million Chinese, it's not. Hey, we're out of time, but that's the background.
Okay,
God bless you. Okay, well, this is the time, of course, when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree that we're in real trouble today, we're in real trouble because this country has turned its back on God. And, of course, we have taken God out of our schools. We've taken prayer out of our schools. And the churches have abandoned our children to the public school system. And nobody wants to say that every church should be a school or that we should protect our children from the godless education that they're getting or that the schools are turning children against their parents or against their country, against God. We're in trouble because our entertainment and our the things that we're shipping throughout the world, the movies and the television we're sending throughout the world is corrupting the morals of generations all around the world. And God, I do not believe, is pleased by what's happening. If the churches would take a stand, we wouldn't be in the trouble we are, but they're not going to because tragically so many of our leaders are more afraid of government than they are of God. And I believe that God's judgment is going to come on America. Well, if you believe we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, we hope that many of you out there will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do is we reach out across America, trying to make people understand really what's going on in the world today. Because they're really, we're going into a war, and I fear that, that there may be terrible consequences. I hope the war is short. It's over in a few days, and that's be the end of it. But whenever you start a war, you never know where it's going to end. And there are the spiritual forces there that have nothing to do with logic. And when you understand that, these spiritual forces that want death and destruction. And then, of course, you can begin to understand why I am frightened at the prospect of America entering a war almost by itself throughout the world. Oh, other people will stand behind you and say, do a great job. But it'll be our boys that will do the majority of the fighting and the bleeding and the dying. Well, these things happen because good people are not involved. And it's time that they were. And so if you'd like to become part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you one. Of course, we ask you to tell others about our programs. We ask you to tell them about our website at RadioLiberty.com. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. And we ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. And lastly, we ask you to pray for our ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And pray for the boys going into battle, for the people of Israel, for the people of Iraq. Until Monday, when we'll be back with you, Dr. Stan. Goodbye. May the Lord be with you.